Al kein tzorich kol echod lirois lahamshich la'atzmoi b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat. Therefore, each Jew has to draw upon himself tikkun ha'mishpat. Vim lav kol adam zoche leida perushin in ze b'shleimos. And if not every single Jew understands what that means 100%, al kol ponim, ma she'efshe lahamshich la'atzmoi tzrichim l'shtadal b'zeh. To whatever degree a Jew does understand this, he's got to work at fixing it. The main tikkun ha'mishpat is dependent on faith and trust in Hashem. Leida shetzadik Hashem veyoshar mishpatov. To know that Hashem knows what He's doing and Hashem's mishpatim are good. If we see stuff going on in Eretz Yisrael now, that's horrible. Rachman al-Slam, we see such upside downness and everything and things going on. Nobody should chas v'shem chas v'shem blame it on, you know, say, look what Hashem is, that Hashem's got it all, Hashem's messing things up, chas v'shem. Or, you know, chas v'shem, anything like that. Vo yahar her klal chas v'shem achrov yisborach b'chol ma shoiv ralov kol yimei chayav. And also that a Jew should never be maharer against Hashem with what's going on to him throughout his whole life. Rachman al-Slam, a person feels they had a bad week. That kind of term. I had such a bad week. Why in the world did Hashem do this to, you know, that, what did I do? What did I do? Said last week I gave my maaser, I did everything perfect. How in the world could Hashem have the right to give me such a horrible week? That's called pigama mishpot chas v'shalom. If a person chas v'shalom judges Hashem, or he says that Hashem's judgment is incorrect, you understand? What Hashem has done to me is chas v'shalom wrong in any way. That when things are going wrong, it's not because Hashem is bad. Rachman said, when 6 million Jews were killed, it's not because Hashem messed up in any way. Ki zeh shemaharer chas v'shalom, when a person thinks negatively about Hashem, that's the definition of Pigam HaMishpot, as Rabbi Nizal brings at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moran. That's number one. V'chein shelo yodim es chaveroi l'ro chas v'sholem. And so too that a Jew should not judge another Jew negatively. V'yefash v'esh bi'atzmo yim hu roi l'shpoit es chaveroi. First look in the mirror. Are you perfect? Are you ready to stand before the court on everything? If you're not, then don't play judge. Don't put on those robes. Until Rak Yishpoit is Atzmoy Becholeis. But rather a Jew should be busy judging himself all the time. Always looking, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to improve? Before I want to fix up my son and daughter and mother-in-law and neighbor and everybody else is no good, first, let me busy myself with myself a lot, and get myself to a certain level of shleimus before I'm in a position to start saying pshetlech on the others. Kemoshel Amar Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him. U'kesheyesh din lamato, ein din lamalo. And if a person judges himself below, then they can't judge him above. Then when the sultan comes to tell Hashem, oh Hashem, he did this bad thing, Hashem says, what are you talking about? He told me himself already. The person himself sat in judgment on himself and apologized to Hashem already for what he did wrong. What do I need the Satan to come and tell me for? Va'oz yoytzei ko'or mishpatoi. And then that person's judgment comes out clean and right and beautiful. If you'll be busy judging other people, you won't judge yourself, and chas v'shalom, Hashem will let the Satan judge you. Whereas if you apply all your skills for judgment on yourself, you'll be able to prevent the Satan from bringing judgment against you. That kind of thing.
I just have a question about, you know, there's an idea of not talking Lashon to oneself.
Uh-huh.
So I just wonder how, is lying there also? In other words, if we're constantly judges, on the other hand, we don't know what Teshbon is.
The answer is you're right. There's a certain line. There is a line even in judging yourself, which you're not supposed to cross. Person isn't supposed to come to draw a conclusion that he is a complete Rasha. You're not allowed to even draw that conclusion about yourself. Even within yourself, you're obligated to look for nekudas tovos. But in terms of sitting around figuring out what's wrong with everybody else versus what's wrong with me, to address that first.
Or what's wrong with yourself that you see all these deficiencies in other people?